Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Figure eight, that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Damn. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Big Ralph, and welcome to a very special episode of Hot Sugar Tea on this Sunday. I know it's late. I know everybody is out there either watching, like I'm watching Power, or they're watching the season premieres of Ballers on HBO and also Insecure on HBO. However, we are doing this very special episode because we have a problem. We have a problem, and we, myself in India, we have the ability to come on live when problems arise about things that we do. The reason for this episode tonight is there seems to be some sort of controversy going around about our story on Friday about Mr. Shawn Michaels. For those that listened to us on Friday, we reported that Shawn Michaels did his very first bi-cockhole scene. We reported it. Now, when we reported it, we had not seen the video. We did not see the actual video. While we were reporting the story, we happened to see the trailer because the scene dropped on Friday. So we saw the scene. We commented about what we thought, and, you know, we basically stated our opinions. We did not in any way, shape, or form say anything negative about Mr. Michaels. We both have a tremendous amount of respect for Shawn Michaels. I mean, he is a legend in this game. He was the former head of our union. However, what has happened since then is that it has gone around on social media that we were making this up, that Shawn Michaels did not do a bi scene, that we were lying, particularly when it comes to people on social media such as Urban X Hall of Famer Tony Everetti. He claims that we are basically lying because we happened to see it on social media and we did not post the video of it. Now, I'm just now finding out about all this stuff. India's been dealing with this situation all day, so I'm going to let her take over right now and give her perspective of what's going on.
Yes. Hey, everybody. What's going on, guys? Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I just think it's kind of funny. I've been away doing me all day, and I came back and I saw this, and I was just like, okay, what's going on? And I think that instead of, like, trying to downplay what we said and saying, you know, India, what happened? And I'm not going to lie, L.A. Boss, he did ask what happened. So it wasn't really him saying, like, the other stuff. But I still feel like because he did listen to that show. So I'm thinking he didn't listen to the full show, because if you listen to the full show, you would know exactly what happened. So that tells me he did not listen to the full show. So you would have seen that we were getting the information in as we were on live. So I don't see when people can talk about something when they don't have all the facts themselves. So you can't go, like, making up stories or, you know what I'm saying, saying what you want until you get the facts straight. Number one, we got the information while we got some of the information, sorry, before we went on air. We heard that it was an interview and that, who was it? Was it ABN? ABN did an interview with
Shawn Michaels.
And, right. So I didn't even know about none of this. I'm, like, clueless. I'm getting the information as you guys are getting it on Friday. So when I get it, I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, there's a video because, like Ralph said, the video was released on Friday. So I get the video. So I'm like, oh, okay, so it's real. So once again, why would we say something that is not real that we – so that obviously you could tell somebody who don't follow us like that because, one, our listeners know damn well we never going to say something that's not facts. And never – we're never going to say something that – that if this was something that was done in private, something that, you know, he didn't want anybody to know about, that would have never been announced. That would have never happened anyway. But this is something that was public. This is something that if you take the time to do your own research, you can find it, okay? It was just
mm-hmm.
So it's obviously it's not a secret, number one, okay? So I'll be expecting some apologies in our inbox. In our DMs, because I'm pretty sure they don't want to call in. But you guys, I'll accept apology because I just kind of think it's kind of just wrong. Or is it some other something, like is it somebody in their feelings about something else? Because why are y'all going so hard with me? You get what I'm saying? If you listen to the show, I didn't even know about anything until Friday. So why y'all going so hard on me on something that had already happened, that's already been news, that's already been out there in the public? Just
exactly.
Because you missed it or you didn't see it, that's not my fault, okay? So don't get mad at somebody who's just delivering the news that's already been reported by the source. You're making it seem like the source had nothing to do with it. You're making it seem like the source didn't put this out. This is a video that was actually done, and that if he's okay with it, why is everybody so, like, uptight with it? If he was okay to do it, why are y'all so mad about it? I'm confused.
I'm extremely confused because, like I said,
what's going on right now. This is his life. This is what he wanted to do. So why are y'all
right.
mad and saying, make it seem like we was at a private party or something and we released some private pictures or something? Really?
Right. Now
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to say this because I'm sitting here and as we're talking, I'm looking at the tweets that's been going on between, whoever Don is, this LA Boss person, and Don, LA Boss. I kind of sort of understand where you're coming from, because when your tweet you said, you know, we do have the right to do. Like Shawn may have the right to do what he likes. This is true, but do we have a right to say something? Let me answer that first question. Do we have a right to say something? The answer to that question is yes, because this is not a video that he produced for a private. He's not a video that he was in for a private collector or his own self. He produced this for a company. He's in this for
yep.
a company. So yes,
right.
We do have the right. And if you're going to come at us, Hot Sugar Tea, then the first entity you need to go at is AVN, because Shawn Michaels told this to AVN 2 days before our show even went on the air. So this was already out there. We found out about this on Friday. Right? Then you sit there and you say, "He is our brother
before
a performer."
Right, but what do that mean? He is our brother before performer. What the fuck's that got to do with him making a decision to do this thing? It's still
right.
not your business. Your
right.
brother didn't tell you that he did it. So
right, and then you say,
business.
And then you say his
it's
legacy is
business.
Worth more
like
than dollars and cents.
Right, He didn't call. I've been knowing Sean. I'm pretty sure I know Sean longer than you, the L.A. guy. Okay, I've been knowing Sean since I was 19 years old. Okay, so you think that he called me and told me that he was doing it? He was our president of the union. I am on the board of our union. He was our president. You think he called and told me that he was doing it? No, he didn't call me because he don't have to. Let me check y'all real quick. He don't have to tell nobody. He don't have to tell nobody what he did. The thing is, he made it public when he did an interview and talked about the shit. He made it public when the damn video dropped on Friday that y'all can Google and go check. What the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, come on. Really?
Exactly. So this is something. And if LA Boss, if you have been listening to the show, which I'm kind of assuming that you have, and I'm kind of assuming you've been listening for more than just last week's episode, you would know that every single story that we have reported on this show since we have been doing it, we have checked, we have double checked, we have
always
verified, we have verified every single
always
story, every single
every
source.
Every time. Why y'all think
now,
the industry, one, the industry wouldn't even have of the people we get to come on the show would never come on the show if this was like one of those shows that just get people caught up. Number one, we always give everybody an opportunity. This wasn't one of those things. This wasn't one of
exactly
those things that we're asking, Sean, did you do this? He told y'all we did it in the interview. It's on the video on the trailer. He can tell you, what are you talking about? This wasn't
exactly
one of those times. This wasn't a Rico Strong and what's her name? Leila, whatever her name is.
Leila Raven.
This wasn't one of those things. This wasn't a Javon Jordan and the opposite side saying they didn't say the N-word. This wasn't one of those times when we bought both sides on. This had nothing to do with that. This man's decision. This don't have,
exactly,
what the fuck, who I look like I'm questioning what he did. Get the fuck out of here. He don't have to answer to me. He don't have to answer
exactly
to nobody. He don't have to answer to nobody.
Exactly.
So
you
say
his legacy
like
is worth,
like we saying something bad about that man is messed up. And you will not drag my name in the dirt with that. Because of me, I have nothing bad, no bad blood with Sean, because Sean has always been cool and 100 with me. So you will not do that today. So like he's your brother, well, boo, he's mine too. So you won't do that today. And like
exactly
I said, he can do whatever the hell he wants, long as you safe, it don't matter.
Exactly. And when you sit there and you say his legacy is worth more than dollars and cents, that's not up for any. That's not up for me to decide. Shawn Michaels made the conscious decision to do this video for whatever reasons, whether it was money or
his
just
legacy
something to
is
do
what
or whatever.
What does that mean? But what does it mean? It means that he needed to call y'all first to check in with y'all. What does that mean, though? That still doesn't mean, and I'm confused. Y'all still haven't called all the other outlets who already released the story. I'm confused. Why are y'all over here? Now, I'm going to be light. I'm going to be cool with L.A. Boss because I don't have no issues with him, okay? And I feel like in my spirit, I don't feel like he was coming for us. I don't feel like he was coming. I don't feel it. He might have said a few things, but I don't feel like he was coming for us. So I don't – like, I'm speaking like this because you pissed me off. But – I don't, like, it's not in a bad way where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a misunderstanding, then it's cool. But you get what I'm saying? Like, that's fine. Maybe you'll see the video yourself, and then you'll come back and be like, oh, India, my bad. You know what? I'm sorry about that. Okay. That's fine. We good. But I feel like for Tony kind of just came out of the blue where he didn't even listen to the show.
No, he didn't.
You're responding to posts. You're going on a conversation that something you didn't even hear yourself. So for me, it's kind of like, what are you mad about? Why are you, like, putting my name in ads? And then when I finally get on social media and I'm adding y'all back, like, I'm telling y'all, forget forget Twitter, call into the show. Because I don't got enough characters to say what I want. So I want to get on the show. Y'all press one. Is there anything y'all want to address right now? Because after this, like I said, when I just got off live, we can be done with this. Go find the video yourself so we can be done with this. And we can be done. Because what y'all won't do is put words in our mouths and make it seem, but it don't even matter because guess what? They're going to look stupid anyway because it's already been on AVN and the trailer dropped and y'all going to look like y'all don't even know what y'all talking about. So really, it don't even fucking make sense. Honestly, I don't even know why we fucking make it because it really don't make
sense.
Well,
I do. No,
because you know what? If you can't, if they can't say like, oh, well, India, they're going to be like, that's a fucking movie. Well, she's right. It's out.
No. There is a reason.
Okay, I'm confused.
But I tell you why there's a reason to do the show. The reason to do the show is simply because of this. Tony Everetti and L.A. Boss did not hear the show, and they only heard what they wanted to hear. They only heard what they thought we were knocking or disrespecting someone's credibility or their legacy, and that's not what we were doing. And it didn't matter that it was Shawn Michaels. It could have been Shawn Michaels. As Tony Everett said, it could have been Peter North. It could have been Ron Jeremy. It does not matter who the person was.
I don't give a damn. It could have been Vanessa Del Rio. I don't give a
exactly.
damn.
Exactly.
If it was something public, we going to talk mm-hmm. about it. And I want to know who gets to troll us to say what we don't get to speak about. Last time I checked, it was a free country where I could say wherever I want, which you can say wherever you want, and it's freedom of speech. You don't get to troll and say what you don't get to tell us what we should say and what we should not say. Now, we're not over here, like, saying bad stuff and, like, you know what I'm saying, somebody that you care about, and we're all here just, like, trolling him. Ain't nobody doing that. We're talking about something that already happened, already been posted. Y'all late and y'all behind the news. It ain't our fault. Catch up. That's all I'm saying. Like, if y'all was on point of what's going on in the industry, then y'all would know and y'all would not even be saying half of this shit. You'll be like, I'm sorry, my bad. Like, come on. If we posted a video right now, Ralph, do me a favor. Post a damn video. Post it, because I don't post videos on my page. I don't post no porn on my page. On your porn page, post a video. Y'all want to see?
All right, give me a few minutes. I will put that.
It's public. How did we get it so fucking fast? Like, what the hell? Really? The hell? Oh, we just went into a secret vault and got it out. What the hell? These people are crazy as hell. I can't. Hey.
Exactly. Because as I said,
I'm gonna need some apologies tonight.
Right. We're not making anything up. Like I said, if this was a circumstance where this was done in private, behind closed doors, and we were just being really bitchy,
y'all wouldn't know shit about
it. And just for the sake of ratings, we posted it. It says something about then I would understand that. So L.A. Boss, I understand your point. I really, truly do. I understand your point because I think what you're saying is that you think that we're saying something negative about a legend in the game, and we're really not.
Because if it's negative that he already did something, you're saying that you don't agree with. Okay.
Now for Tony Everetti, this is my thing. You are commenting about something that you did not even listen to.
You didn't hear the show. Right. If somebody said something to me about me, that would be so. That's saying, I want to know who you talking about, because I just want to know, because if that was. You're talking about me. I need to know that because I don't. That's a threat. Because I'm confused. Like, I didn't send no sort of threat. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing about you. I didn't put something on my blah 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 and all that shit. Like really? Like, ain't nobody talking like that, dude. It ain't that deep. It ain't even that deep because it ain't y'all fucking business. It ain't even that deep. What the hell is going on with these people?
Right, but I just want to say this for Tony Everetti. I personally don't know you. I met you last year at the AVN for a hot second, but we all know same people. if you are going to sit back and say that we are specifically doing something against someone that you know that you've worked with and known for a long time, okay, I can get that part, but we are not trying to disrespect Shawn Michaels. We are not trying to make him down. No, we are not reporting something that we just kind of sort of made up. No, we are not reporting something that that we don't have any kind of evidence. And we're not really forensic scientists. We're not evidence. The link to the video is there. The link to his interview with AVN is there. All you had to do, if you were that concerned, and saying, "Well, how are they going to be spreading this rumor about Shawn Michaels?" is look it up. Look it up. I'm quite sure you know how to use a cell phone. I'm quite sure you know how to use a computer. You could have looked it up and found out, were we telling the truth or not, which is what we're doing. We're telling the truth.
Not even telling the truth. We're just repeating what he already said.
It's not legitimately.
I'm so sorry this is happening. Like, I'm so sorry we got to talk about this shit. Like, this is so fucking crazy.
But legitimately, if you legitimately had a problem with what we were saying, you could have did one of three things.
Call in.
Well, actually, four things. Right, you could have called into the show. Or you could have hit up India or myself on a DM on Twitter and said, "Hey, what's up with this shit?"
See, that's what my thing is. Because I don't have a problem with either of them. And I felt like on the internet, adding Sean in it in all this conversation, that's messy. And that's messy as fuck. So now it looks like you're trying to do something else. And that is messy. So all the shit you're talking about, what we're doing, it's like, but I'm looking at y'all sideways like, what the fuck y'all doing? Because if y'all really cared about this man, then you would be DMing me like, hey, what's up? Tell me, sis, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. But that's all that Hollywood shit. Y'all on some other shit because that's not what I do. Because if y'all screaming you care about somebody, then why the fuck you not DMing me without his name in it? His name is attached to that. Y'all know he can see that shit. And that's fucked up. That's all I'm saying. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. Keep him out of that. He already, like, he don't have to answer this y'all question. If you know him on the personal level, then fine. Call him on the cell. Y'all close? Y'all so close? Call him on the cell.
Exactly. And, that's the fourth thing.
With everybody else watching, that's not cool, y'all. That's where I'm like, I'm pissed off. Because all day I've been seeing the ad. Y'all got him in the ad. Fuck me. But that's fucked up.
Right, and that's the fourth thing you could do. If you really felt that we were disrespecting in some kind of way, you could have called Shawn Michaels himself to say, "Hey, India said this on your show. Yeah, is this true?" He probably he would have told you, "Yes, it is true," and that would have alleviated all of this mess, all of it. There was no reason to go on social media and try to slam our names, our reputations, with like, "Oh, they making up lies. They making up no." No, we're not. All you had to do was look it up yourself, and you would have found out that this is what it is.
I would love to hear. I want to hear an apology. I need an apology.
Right. So I do. So I do. I do challenge Tony Everetti and. So me, I do challenge Tony Everetti and LA Boss now to call into our show because I'm sure you're listening to it.
Call into the show.
Right. If you felt some kind of way to sit there and state your opinion on social media, then you should feel the same kind of way to call into the show and state your opinion to us live. Live.
Other than that, all the Twitter stuff, don't at me on Twitter if you ain't going to call in. Don't at me on Twitter about this situation if you ain't going to call in because it don't make sense. The call in is just like in person. The adding on Twitter, ain't nobody trying to do all that, going back and forth. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Because, see, you could tell between the lines when somebody's talking lies. When somebody on Twitter, anybody, y'all could be anybody y'all want to be. But in live, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You get to see where somebody coming from. Like, where was you coming from when you did that shit? Like, why y'all adding him with all that messy shit? Like, come on,
exactly.
Dude. That's more what I was looking at. Like, y'all know he can see this, right? Like, this is crazy, dude. Like, that's crazy. More importantly, we're not going to change our agenda of what we do here. So maybe, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, Tony, you didn't even listen to the show anyway. So we didn't lose a listener from you, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So you get what I'm saying? Like, I just don't like when you have people who speak and then they didn't even listen. Like, you didn't even listen. I'm sure he did not listen to the show. I'm sure he didn't listen to the show.
I'm sure he didn't listen.
Like, India has known Sean for whatever. What are you talking about, though? You still make it seem like I released a secret sex tape. I'm confused. Really?
Exactly. And that's the problem. That's the problem. We're not here to spread gossip or slam people's names or any of that kind of stuff. However, if something is put out there, we are going to say something about it because that's what we are supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So, you know, I mean, either you get with it or you don't have to. I mean, hey, you know, everybody ain't going to be fans. I mean, that's cool. Everybody ain't going to like the show. Everybody ain't going to want to listen. Everybody, that's fine. You know, it ain't for everybody. But, hey, for all the people, my real ones out there, like, you know, guys, y'all mess with us. Thank y'all. Because y'all understand what we're saying because I know y'all know how to work smartphones and y'all know what's going on. So it ain't my fault. All you got to do is, Ralph, you got that, can we run that interview from AVN? Is there any way you can pull that up? So when we get off the show, we can run that too. Let's run that. Because
which
I'm
interview?
Really just, if we going to run the video, we're going to run that. So y'all can shut up.
Wait a minute, which interview?
This is hilarious. The AVN? Did he have the Sean the Sean interview? Is there a link?
Wait a minute, I'm confused. What Sean interview?
Do you have a link to the interview that Sean did with AVN?
Oh, for the AVN, yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah. Okay. When we get off the show, can you post a link so they can have a link to the previous interview that AVN did with Shawn Michaels himself talking about this trailer and this movie that's already released on Friday that just came out that we talked about on Friday. So can we post that link and we post the video?
I'm doing
so
it right
now.
So
you guys are free to go look so you guys can see, once again, how Secret is on point. All we did was talk about shit that's already out. Dumbasses. Like, this is so funny. This is some funny shit. I'm laughing my ass off. Because it really just looks stupid as hell. Don't be saying stuff about people that are like, really? Really? Why would I want to talk about Sean? Like, really? Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Nothing but respect for Mr. Michaels. Nothing. I mean, I have met him many times. He actually shocked me years ago. I was at the Urban X Awards and was introduced to him, and he knew who I was. And I was like, wow, that was, like, stunning. But I have the utmost respect for Mr. Michaels. And I'm saying that Mr. Michaels, not Shawn Michaels, Mr. Michaels. I have the utmost respect for him. He is a legend in this game. He has opened doors for many people besides Tony Everready. I mean, they probably would not – Tony Everready, Prince.
Nope. I don't play this. Now,
huh?
Everybody know how I am spiritually, right? Y'all know how I work. Now, when you say certain shit, you got to be careful what you say. Be careful with me. Be careful with me. This is what Tony said. Tony said, no disrespect or not, that was messy shit I feel. Still, he's still stuck in, like, the 1990s. He don't know how to use the phone. He said,
wait a minute, India,
yeah.
No, nobody can hear you. India, nobody heard you. You were away from the phone. Nobody heard you.
He said, I hope that Shawn Michaels get in contact with Sexy India and sue her for all the. You better be careful with me, Wick. I think. What the fuck? But she'll be homeless when I'm done with her. So you thought it was okay for you to say that. So you said that you thought that was a good thing to say. Okay, got you. Got you, Tony. Got you. Okay. See, because still, I'm from Compton, California. Still, I'm on the phone. Ain't nobody called. Did anybody call? Anybody call? Anybody on the line? Anybody press one?
No, nobody's on the line.
But everybody's still live on Twitter, still game banging on Twitter. But ain't nobody called in and said nothing to me. So that's weird. That's weird. Okay. Anybody on the phone? Nobody on the phone. Okay. They still throwing shots, and they're still wrong and looking stupid. It's because, once again, Shawn must be looking at this like, you dumbass. You, what are you talking about? She didn't say nothing that I didn't already say. Dumbass. Actually, what we going to do is run the video to him. Put his ass, since you like to link everybody in your shit, we gonna link you in the video. What about that? Let's put at him, send him the video. So he can shut up. Shut up and send up to a fucking lawyer. I got lawyers. Send one to me. Send them. Please. Send them. I'm waiting. Yeah. So we can laugh at your ass. Oh, God, you better be careful with your words. Be careful with your words. Your words are really reckless tonight, Tony. Like, that's a lot. I didn't got threatened. And you didn't say some other shit. Like, don't play with me. Don't have me to do a whole hour of fucking reminding people who the fuck I am. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Well, I don't know what
but
to
still
say.
Nobody on the phone. That's weird. I'm on the phone. Ain't nobody else on the phone.
No. I mean, there's people listening, but no one's putting their hand up. So maybe one of these two
people. Nobody's putting their hand up.
They're
just going to be silent on the phone. Because ain't nobody going to put on the phone, but I'm on the phone. But ain't nobody else on the phone. But everybody's still talking on Twitter, but nobody ain't on the phone. Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Talking secret. We'll continue talking secret because I see they put me out of the ads now. Thank you. Talking secret among each other because just keep my name out of shit. We good. But don't be putting that, don't be saying all that, that she'll be homeless if it, nigga, let me let you know something about me. Last time I checked, I would never be homeless. But I don't care how much fucking wishing you got. It would never happen. Never happen. Never happen. Be careful with your words. Because what you wish on me, oh, it could come back to you. I'll send it back to you. Don't play with me. I would never be homeless. Ever. Dumbass people. Like, you see how people are? Like, really? Over something just because you from night.
Well, it looks like, India be right back. We're, like I said, this is a special episode. We're only doing this because of what came up today on social media. And the one thing I will say about this is, like, when we have these kind of problems, and we've done this before, we have the ability to go live, like, almost instantaneously. And it's not like we're not sitting around looking at our social medias. We're not sitting around looking at everything that comes across the plate. If anybody ever has a situation where they feel that we are trying to defame somebody or knock somebody down or knock that halo or attacking a legend, that's not what we do. We don't. Every single thing that we talk about, every single person that has been on this show, every single story that has been on the Hot Sugar Tea site or on this show, we investigate. there's a bunch of stories that we investigated that we just never reported of. You know, we just didn't do it. Because the reason we didn't do it is because people could not come, did not want to come forward. And I'm not going to say, I really want to say one of them, and only because it has come out in recent months, and I guess I could say this now, but I'm sure many of you that follow Will of Porn heard about the what happened to Ron Jeremy concerning the cam model Ginger Banks. You know, she made a video about the allegations about Ron Jeremy, yada, yada. Well, we were aware of that stuff too, but when we went talking to people, nobody wanted to comment about it. But if we were really cold-hearted people, we could have just reported the story the way that it was and threw Ron Jeremy, another legend, under the bus. We didn't do that. We didn't do that because we're not going to go after somebody if we can't back the story up, because this is what happens. Now with social media, people say, well, where's your proof? Where's evidence? So if we didn't have any evidence, if we didn't have any statements from people, then we look like we're stupid. That's what happens to us. We look stupid. And we're not trying to look stupid. We're too visible, we're too much out there, and got too many other people floating around in the area that know us. That ain't us. So believe me, this is not, we're not attacking Shawn Michaels at all. He has done something that is a little different than what he has done in the past in his entire porn career. Shawn Michaels made a decision to do this. He already, not only did he post the, let the world know about it on his own social media. He let AVN know about it, and we did the show on Friday. The AVN story dropped 2 days before we went live. So I don't understand why everybody coming at us with all this negative. I don't understand why everybody coming to us like we're attacking someone. We're trying to knock legend. That's not what we're doing. If you listened to the show, you would have heard what we said. Nothing but respect for Shawn Michaels. I'm going to keep saying that. Nothing but respect for Mr. Michaels. Nothing. As I said, all he's done is that he's done something a little different than what he has done in the past, and it became a news story, and we said something about it. And we said a little more about it because it kind of sort of ties into something we were talking about earlier this summer with the crossovers. All the controversies were coming up with crossovers. It wasn't attack on him. So before you guys go on social media, and I'm not sitting here saying that you guys that said something were trolls, but don't troll people. Have the facts in front of you. Even if you heard the story, you should have went back and listened to the show and heard exactly what we said. You say, oh, okay. That would have been fine. India, you back? No, I guess she's
not. Oh, I'm
back
here.
Right?
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's Sunday. This supposed to be. Listen, I'm going to tell you all of you. Frankly, we all got better things to do. We all should be watching Power right now. I'm looking at Power. Tasha's getting dick. Jamie and Angela, like they're getting back together. Even Tommy is hooking back up with the homegirl. We should be watching Power or Ballers or Insecure and not going live with stuff like this. We should be going live because some shit just happened and necessary made it for us to go live. Not this kind of thing.
Yep.
Sorry, that's just happening. And no, and somebody responded, JD the Don. No, I'm not trying to talk to Tony the looks of her like he's 5 years old. I'm not trying to make it seem like, well, you're five, you should know how to do it. What I am saying is that before you say something, you should check your facts. That's what I am saying. You should have your facts straight before you come and attacking somebody, questioning their character and their intentions. That's what I am saying. That's all I'm saying. Have your stuff together before you come at us. Because you could have said, well, I need to see the video. Could have posted the video. I need to see the interview. Could have posted the video, but that's not our place to do stuff like that. That's your place to look it up.
Yeah.
We're not you.
Slow with the internet. I'm not you.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. Like I said, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's stupid. I think it doesn't make sense. I think it's hilarious.
Exactly. But however, since we are live on the air, let me say this again for everybody that may or may not heard Friday's show. High Sugar Tea will not be doing a live radio show this upcoming Friday. The reason we're not, which will be August the 17th, the reason we are not doing a live show is because we will be live from the Urban X Awards this entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday night is the Black Lingerie Party that is being hosted by a few people, such as Anna Fox and September Rain. Is for Naomi Banks' fashion line, Intimates by Intimates. It's Intimates by I got the name wrong. I keep calling it Intimates. It's Intimate Seductions. That is the name of her fashion line, and she's having a fashion show this upcoming Friday it's the opening night event for the Urban X Awards. We will be there, and what we probably will be doing is because we cannot sit there all night and broadcast the entire lingerie party. We're not going to do that one. However, we will be going on from time to time, bringing up a few videos. We've tried to do some spot interviews with people, get some pictures, so you can see what it is exactly that we do when we go out to events. That is our plan for right now. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a little interesting, get you all behind the scenes for those that were not able to go. And I think you all enjoy it. That is our plan for Friday. And if all goes well, we'll probably do a little something on Saturday. Well, Saturday is a pool party. We may not be because, you know, we're pool. But Sunday, we're going to be all over the Urban X Awards Sunday, August 19th. So, for those that are not able to come, make sure you definitely tune into their live stream. They will be broadcasting it live. I think someone told me the other day, I think it's like $20 to look at the live feed. But take a look at it. You know, it'll be a fun two and a half hours. You'll see a lot of pretty girls, see some awards given out. But what we're doing on Friday, we're going to be at the Black Lingerie Show, the fashion line for Naomi Banks. It is hosted by Anna Fox, September Rain, and Model Gorgeous. That's going to be Friday night from 9 to 10. The red carpet is 9 to 10. The show itself is from 11 to 2, and then afterwards will be an after party. So let me explain something to all you people out there that are saying, well, what does that mean? What that means is that, and not saying this is going to happen, but not saying it couldn't happen, if Anna Fox decides to give me head at the after party, there will not be a post on Hot Sugar Tea about that. That is private. If I see September Rain doing a gangbang with everybody at the fashion show, it will not be reported because that's none of y'all's business unless you were standing there or when the guys are involved.
Hello.
So that will not be. Now, if we are outside, and I'm using the name because they're in the picture, if Anna Fox and September Rain get into a fist fight outside of the Urban X Black Lingerie Party, and it's reported the LA police or TMZ or ABN report that, then yes, that's something we would say something about because it's already been reported. That's a different circumstance. So please, people, before y'all attack somebody or try to say something, have your situation straight. Know what it is what we're talking about. And more importantly, if you've been listening to the show, we've been doing the show now almost a year and a half. Know who the people are that are on the shows. We're not going to be operating with India as an ex-performer and with me as a manager or photographer or whatever I'm classified in the business. We are not going to be able to operate in the industry if we're dropping scandalous behind the scenes news. Nobody would trust us. Nobody would want to talk to us.
Yep.
Exactly. Nobody would ever come on the show. Oh, gosh. Crazy, guys. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious, and I'm done. Like, I just feel like it's stupid. I don't even want to put no more my great royal energy into something so fucking basic with these, you know, going back and forth with these guys. Like, I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to do that shit. Like, I'm not. I'm not going to waste my energy on something that I don't have to prove shit to y'all. We going to put the link up. Let these niggas go do their own research. Do y'all own research. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. And just you get, go find me and sue me. Okay? That's it. I don't care. That's funny as hell. Oh, yes. I guess they're going to be suing AVN, too, for the interview, right?
I agree. I think that's the case. I think you guys should be suing AVN. And then
no,
if we're going to go.
No, because they're going to sue me. They're going to sue Hot Sugar Tea, Dollhouse Radio, and AVN. And
Sean, too.
They're
going to sue Sean, too. Yeah, and Shawn Michaels. And if that's the case, you should also be suing the company that he shot for, which is called Kick-Ass Pictures. You should be suing them, too, because they're the one that made the video. They released it, so you should be suing everybody.
Yep.
That sounds like a whole lot of nothing for something that really is. I mean, that sounds like a whole lot of something for that really was nothing, nothing more than just a observational news story. Let me explain something to everybody. We have way bigger things to deal with in the adult movie business, and Hot Sugar Tea has way bigger things to deal with in adult movie business than what a performer. Using their own free mind decides to film. We had to deal with racism, sexism, mm-hmm. you know, on place work violence, sexual assault, drugs, alcohol, suicides. We got way bigger things to deal with. And even with us dealing with those scenarios, we still do our research. We talk to people. We interview people. We put all the pieces together. Do you think we went live about, God rest his soul, August Ames? Do you think we went live about that on just some conjecture? Do you think we went live about the stuff with Jovan Jordan just because we heard something through the internet? Do you think we went live with Anna Fox because of something that we happened to see on a website? No.
Right. Yep.
So what did we do? We called Anna Fox, and she came on the show. We called Jovan Jordan, and he came on the show. When the thing happened with Rico Strong and Leah Raven, we reached out to them. Rico called into the show.
He sure did. And
even when Bella Rose went on her tirade against the girls in the industry, we reached out to Bella Rose. Bella called into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Those are reasons why we have to have people come on our show. For the somebody deciding with their own mind to shoot a cockhole scene or a girl deciding to do her very first gangbang, we got no reason to call that person onto the show to explain themselves.
Why would we call it? No, it's no reason to explain it. That wasn't an interview time. The interview time is when we feel like that would be like somebody that's questioning, why are you doing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel that was something that, why would we want to interview him to question him? That's not that type of thing. Now, if we decide to have him on as a guest, which he has been on Dollhouse multiple times. So
yes,
this
right.
is not somebody, once again, he's our ex-president of our union. So this is somebody not that we just don't deal with. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that shows you how much these people are attached to so-called your friends. Like, come on, really? If you guys are really good friends with this person, you would know that he was the ex-president that just was the president of the union, meaning that that's weird. Like, that, hello? Why would I want to, like, insult somebody that represented something and stood for something that I stand for? Really?
Exactly.
Why would I insult somebody who has always been nice to me, always
always said good things about me. Why would I want to be mean to somebody that has always, for me on my side, who has hired me many times, who has gave me opportunities? Are you fucking
exactly.
kidding me? Get out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly. That's not the kind of person that we're...
This was a report like any other day of something that was posted in AVN, an interview that was between Shawn Michaels and AVN, and they did it publicly. It was publicly placed. Go look at the link, dumbasses. And that's it. All we did was comment once again. Hello.
Exactly.
If I said any other slow, I'm going to think that they just don't get it.
Right. Now, we heard something where someone sat there and said, well, it was reported that, I don't know, listen, I don't want to say something like Shawn Michaels murdered somebody or that he something simple, that Shawn Michaels was arrested because he was caught driving drunk down the Brea Boulevard in L.A., right? It was reported that he was arrested. Would we reach out to him in that particular circumstance? Yes, we would. Yes. Say, hey, what happened? Now, he may drop the bomb and say, well, I'm an alcoholic and, you know, or someone in my family died and I just had too much to drink and I just did something stupid. Yeah, he just may. You know why we would do that? Because when that happens to people that's in legitimate Hollywood, or I'm a, not legitimate, mainstream Hollywood, you know, have people done crazy things and going on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Letterman, and have their chance, their opportunity to say what was going on with themselves at that particular point in time. It's not knocking them, it's giving them a chance to speak. Because a lot of times people in the entertainment business are not given the chance to speak, especially speak unfiltered. Because, see, now I'm a little older than some of you, listen. If you remember the actor Hugh Grant that was in, if you ever saw the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral or 9 Months, he got busted in L.A. with a hooker. Got busted, got arrested, had his mugshot, everything else. A couple of days later, yeah. he goes on the Tonight Show with the what's Chin Man? Who took over the Tonight Show after Carson? Jay Leno. And the first question Jay Leno asks him says, "What was you thinking?" And he explained himself because that was a news story. Hugh Grant going to go film some romantic comedy ain't a news story. Him getting busted with the hooker, that's a news story. And it's not conjecture. It's not a rumor. It's not, I just kind of heard through the grapevine kind of thing. That's something that was factual, that had a beginning, the ending, the mugshots, and then you had the hooker herself saying about what happened. That's something that is a news story. Him
yep.
filming a movie ain't a news story.
Yep. But if it's... I'm confused, okay. Do you think that they just don't understand what's going on? Do you think that's it?
I don't think that's the case. I think what it is that... And I'm going to say this from L.A. Boss, not Tony Ray. I think L.A. Boss probably felt like we were trying to knock a legend down. Probably so. And that's not what we're doing, L.A. Boys. Let me reassure that to you one more time. That is not what we were doing. We are not trying to knock Mr. Michaels in any way, shape, or form. Anything. Nothing. All I said is this, is that he did something a little different than what he has done with in the past. And we reported it. And it got linked into what we were talking about a couple of months ago with the crossover people. So, no, we're not saying that he's on the down low. We're not saying that he's coming out of the closet. We're not saying none of that kind of stuff. None of it. But it was a news story, and it was a minor news story. Something just to, if I want to be bold, just something to, you know, thing that make you say, huh, and comment and move on. It wasn't a call for all this thing. Nowhere was it called for all this.
Yep. Yep.
You know, but I think we should go. I think we've said enough. What do you think? You think we said enough? Should
yes,
we say
I
some more?
I think that, no, I do not want to just idiot no more. I'm done. I think we should go back to our lives, and, yeah, that's it. You know what? And just post the link and let them figure it out and do the research. And
already did it.
Okay.
Already did it.
Say your Twitter so they can go to your Twitter. And
you can go to my Twitter.
So y'all can look stupid as fuck. Then leave me alone. Leave us alone.
Right. My Twitter is simply is Porn Voyeur. I posted the link to the interview. I posted the link to the trailer for the scene that dropped on Friday. So if anybody have any questions, well, they just heard it. No, there it is right for you to see. Right for you to see. And before we go, let me just check. Is anybody on the line that want to talk? Nope. So I
anybody,
think we should end it.
Nobody's on the line that want to talk. Nobody raised
no,
their
everybody
hand.
Wants to
nobody.
Listen, but nobody wants to speak.
Nobody's you. Raising their hands. Nobody wants to press one. Press one. Here's your
press
chance.
Press one. It's like movie phone.
Nobody
if you want to go see. Remember movie phone? If you want to go see.
Everybody's so live on Twitter, but nobody wants. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so now.
All right, then.
Just pick up the phone. Maybe they don't understand how to use it. Go ahead, just answer
no.
the phone. Anybody?
No, I'm not
okay,
going to do that.
Nobody.
I'm not going to
fight. Okay, anyways.
Well,
all right.
Well,
so,
thank,
all right,
well, thank you,
guys.
Everybody,
bye.
For listening. And make sure you tune in to see us live this Friday.
Woo! Bye, you guys.
We're going to
we'll
be live.
Guys.
So if y'all never said, well, what does y'all look like? You're going to see what we look like. You're going to see how we dress.
Bye.
And, yes, we will be dressed. We will not be – I will not be going – no, I'm joking on Friday. I will not be going to the lingerie show in Adidas tracksuit. With some shell toes on. I will be dressed.
He's going with a tracksuit on.
I'm going with a Nike tracksuit. I'm kidding.
Track
so
suit.
We will
all right.
We will talk to
bye
everybody
guys.
On Friday.
Bye.
India, I will see you Thursday.
Be careful of me. All right, bye.
All right. Good night.
Be careful of me. All right, bye, y'all.
Night.